Hi, everyone, and welcome back to my podcast. Today, we'll be talking about the courage to quit. Now, when you think of the word quit, people often think it's sort of like a negative thing because society makes us think you have to keep going, don't quit. And today, I want to talk about the word quit and how you need a lot of courage to do this. Now, whether it be a job or a relationship, friendship or habit, you all need to quit at some point. And I noticed that most people talk about the courage to start something new, to dive in. But I also think that you need courage to quit. I actually think you need more courage to quit than to start something new. And often I see a lot of people stressing about a job they hate or like a toxic relationship and bad habits. And society has made quitting such a bad thing. But if it doesn't make you happy, then I think quitting is a smart move. Now, let's dive into some different categories in quitting. First, I want to talk about your job and your career. Now, when I see someone who actually has the courage to stop working at a job they hate and do something that they're passionate about, I applaud them totally, because this is a very hard thing to do, to quit your job, to quit that security, and to do something that you have no experience in, and you're diving into something basically new, right? And just a disclaimer that this doesn't apply to everyone. I understand that some people actually can't quit their job because they have family to feed and other circumstances. But if you are someone that has someone else to help you and support you, such as family or your partner, this would definitely apply to you. Like, for example, you live with your parents and work at a job you hate, right? And you still have a house because you live with your parents and they provide you with food and transportation, then you should probably consider having the courage to quit and do something that you actually enjoy. Now, you probably think quitting your job is equaling to losing all those years of building your experience and having a very good-looking resume. And I've seen a lot of my friends go to work that they hate because they're scared to lose the security of it. And I just want to share something that I had to go through about quitting, not really a job, but so I actually quit med school, and I was in med school for 2 years, and I knew it wasn't for me because I really can't focus and like can't sit in one place and read a book for like 2 hours or more. And I can't focus more than, let's say, 15 to 20 minutes or 30 minutes max, let's say. And, you know, being in med school, you have a lot of things that you need to study and read and just sit and just be patient. And it wasn't for me, and I knew it. And everyone around me, my family, my relatives, said that I should probably continue because in the long run, I'll be living a more comfortable life with a more secure job. And of course, this is true. I didn't have any other talents. I didn't have something that I was really passionate about at that time. And the only person who stood up and said, "Hey, Jinri, if you're not happy with where you are, you should probably quit med school," that was my sister. And I'm so thankful for my sister who actually gave me that courage to quit, because everyone else around me said, "No, you should probably stay. You should probably continue studying. It'll be good for you." But that one person being there and saying, "Hey, if you're not happy, you should stop." And I think that everyone needs that person in their life as well. If you don't have that person, you yourself could be that person and tell yourself, "Hey, like, this is not making me happy. I know my family and friends are telling me to just stay in my job, to suck it up, but I'm miserable. And you have to just tell them that, hey, I know you're saying this because you care about me and I understand that it's coming from a good place, but I'm not happy with this job and I hope you can support me. And I'm pretty sure maybe at first they'll be against it, but in the long run, because they're your family and because they're your friends that love you, they will come around. And this is exactly what happened to me. At first, my parents, my relatives, they were not really happy about it, but in the long run, they were happy for me because I found something that I enjoyed doing. And they knew that I made the right choice later on in life. So at that time when I was in med school, I was really depressed because obviously, like I said, it wasn't something that I wanted to do. And so this is some clues for you. If you feel depressed and you feel like you don't want to wake up the next morning and you don't feel like yourself every day, then that's probably a sign that you should be quitting something in your life. Maybe not really a job per se. And there's another thing that I also quit. I quit a lot of things. I quit showbiz actually for a bit back in 2013. At that time, it was really the height of my career because I was a radio jock. I also did a sitcom with Vic Soto called Vampire Ang Daddy Ko. And, you know, that's a big opportunity for someone like me to work with big names such as Vic Soto. And I was working and hosting like three hosting gigs a day. And I was really busy. I was modeling. I was in a lot of magazine covers. And that time, I was so depressed and I just needed a break. And a lot of the people around me said, hey, don't quit. Like, just keep on going. It's all right. You'll get there. Like, you just need, you know, to eat and sleep a little bit. But I was getting really, really depressed to the point that, well, maybe I'll share this in another podcast, but let's not go there. But let's just say that I was really depressed and I was not happy. So I quit showbiz and I just left and I traveled and it ended up being the best moments of my life because I quit, you know, my job. Of course, I went back to it after, but see, like, this is something you can do as well. You can quit because you're so drained and you're so depressed, and then you can always come back later on. Right? And another thing that you might want to quit is relationships. There's a lot of relationships, right? Relationships with someone you love, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, relationships with friends, relationships with family members. You know, it's the fear of losing that someone. But in reality, there are a lot more people out there who can actually replace them. So don't be afraid to lose some friends along the way because it really happens. And I've lost a lot of friends along the way. But if you lose something, something better comes in. And I always believe that. So don't be afraid. If someone is making you miserable, making you feel like shit, right? Literally. You don't need to hold on to that person. You don't have to be around people that you don't enjoy being around. And sometimes in a relationship with a girlfriend or boyfriend, you often think, you know what? I'll never meet someone like that person. But hey, you know what? There's a lot of fish in the sea. And trust me, that one person is not that special. Okay, you're going to meet someone better. So don't hold on. And what I've realized, especially with relationships and boyfriends, I realized that, you know, you don't have to look for someone. The right person will come at the right time. And what you need to do instead of looking for someone is you need to build on yourself. You need to make yourself a better person. And naturally, down the line, someone good will come. I promise you. So just build on yourself. And another thing is quitting bad habits. Now, this is this is something that we all know we need to do, but it's hard to actually do it and push through with it. It obviously does not take just a day, but baby steps, right? For example, like if I don't smoke, but for example, if I smoke, let's say 10 cigarettes a day, I'll cut to 9 for this month and so on. Very minimal steps. It actually makes a big difference. And to admit my bad habit, I don't want to tell this, but I'm going to tell you. My bad habit is I tend to rip the skin on my lips. You know how like your lips gets chapped and dry? I love ripping it. And it just makes my lips bleed all the time, but I get this weird satisfaction out of it. So now what I try to do to break away from this bad habit is I try to put lip balm. I put lip balm on constantly. And I always have a lip balm everywhere. I have one in my bedroom, in the bathroom, everywhere. So it'll always stop me from ripping my skin on my lips. I also have another bad habit. Actually, I have a lot, but I don't want to share it all because that's just going to make me feel naked. But another bad habit that I have is overthinking. Now, what I do to stop overthinking, and I think a lot of people do overthink oftentimes, is I try to focus on something. For example, I do like a 1,000 piece puzzle, a jigsaw puzzle, and I just focus on that one thing, just to find the right piece. Or I do like a Sudoku game, where I just focus on that game, try to get all the numbers right. Or read something that I actually enjoy. Most of the books I read is self-help, because I feel like I tend to get depressed, get anxious, I overthink a lot. And when I read these self-help books, it actually helps me and reminds me what I need to do. So these are some of the things that I personally do. So you can actually think of the word quitting as also the better word for it actually is like letting go. So letting go is more of like a positive thing, I think, because we live in a society now that minimalism is very important, and we all watch like Marie Kondo and if it doesn't spark joy, just let it go, right? So I think that if you have a hard time using the word quit because maybe you feel like you're such a failure when you use that, just use something else like, hey, I let go of my job, instead of saying, hey, I quit my job. This is one way that you can look at it. I basically quit my life in the Philippines to move to Australia. And I quit my job. I quit my life there, my security there. I had to give up a lot. And, you know, when you think of it, I actually thought I lost everything. I lost my job. I lost my friends. But it wasn't lost. It's just changing, right? I could still do the job that I did in the Philippines, like I'm trying to do now. I'm becoming sort of like a radio jock, but in podcasting. So it's not lost. That's how I feel sometimes. And if starting something new was like the fear of failing, I think quitting would be the fear of losing something, right? But here's the thing, you need to lose something to gain something better. And you can't keep holding on to things. For example, it's just like getting a new phone, right? You can't hold on to, let's say, an iPhone 6 when you can upgrade to an iPhone 12. Yeah, just something like that. You just need to let go and just move on. And it takes a lot of courage and effort and probably probably more than just starting something new. So it really, yeah, it's really draining to quit something and let go of something. But letting go is so powerful. And this is why, again, minimalism is very popular now, because we try to keep everything. And it's not useful to us at some point, right? And you're holding on to something that is just creating space, maybe in your mind or in your house, that should, like, you could replace to put something better. Why are you holding on to that, right? And quitting that job that you hate and getting out of those toxic relationships, quitting that nasty habit, letting go of things in your head as well, like not just material things, but in your head, like anxiety and stuff like that, and depression. You need to slowly let go. And maybe this year you can make a list of not new things to do, but things to quit and let go. I know it hurts to let go, but sometimes it hurts more to hold on. And I want to end my podcast with this statement. When you let go, you actually create space for something better. So I hope that this podcast has helped you guys to let go and quit and having the courage to do these things. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in my next episode. Bye.